You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jessica actually requested it. I had to write back to her because I wanted her husband's first name too. She wrote back and said it's Mark. So Jessica and Mark, here's the note she sent us. Dom and Jeremy, my husband loves to gamble. He's in fantasy leagues and he's constantly asking me to bet on things with him. Now, other than the fantasy leagues, it kind of sounds like me. I'm always trying to get you to bet on things.
Constantly, yeah. I had to pay you $2 the other day for a bet.
Yes, you did. Has Josh paid me his
$2 yet? Oh, I doubt it.
I don't
He's busy making googly eyes at his girlfriend, I bet, instead of paying his debts.
Josh, you still owe me
$2,
I think. $2,
Josh!
What's he saying?
He's on his phone.
Get off the phone.
He's texting.
Anyway, back to the note from Jessica. My husband loves to gamble. He's in fantasy leagues. He's constantly asking me to bet on things with him. It's kind of fun, she says, and I take him up on it probably half the time. But on Sunday, my 9-year-old walked into the kitchen for breakfast, and my husband held out his hand like he was saying, pay up. My son went back upstairs, got $5 out of his allowance money, and came back down and handed it to my husband. They had bet on the World Series, and I didn't even know about it. I told my husband, that was horrible. You don't gamble with your children, and you certainly don't take their allowance money. He disagrees, saying it's a good life lesson for him now, so he doesn't learn about it the hard way as an adult. We think this definitely needs a 5-call says it all. Is it wrong to gamble with your children? Thank you. Love your show. 2 exclamation points. Thank
you. That's very nice
Jessica.
Of you. Thanks, Jess.
Her husband's name is Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
So, that's the bottom line, Jer Bear. I mean, is it wrong to gamble with your children?
Oh, you know, I want to say no all day long. I mean, there is aspects of this where there is a no. But, I have to admit, I've done a little gambling with my kids on various things. And it's come back to bite me in the butt a few times because, you know, especially Reed, my oldest, he's become very money hungry. So it's a lot of betting on just the silliest things. You know, can I flip this bottle, you know, and make it land on the bottom again? Will you? You know, bet me $1. Or if I make this basketball shot, you know, will you pay me $1? And there's been a few times where there's been the most ridiculous bets on things that he can do. And I'm like, yeah, if you land that bottle, I'll give you $100. And sure enough, he'll flip it and just nail it and land it.
The problem is that you're a, what's it, the term, welcher?
And I think this is also, I was getting to this point, this is also a life lesson that a lot of times people won't pay up on their bets. And that is something my son has learned.
You owe me $175.
Right, and I owe my son $100 for flipping a bottle and landing it, you know, because it was like, yeah, whatever.
Jeremy has owed me $175 for more than 10 years. If I had the juice running on that, that would be up to several hundred bucks.
Very much so for a game of bowling that I lost. So,
so there's a difference.
This is also an important life lesson.
Your children and just BSing with your children, which is what you're doing. You're not paying up.
I have paid up on a few bets, but the one where I was like, "There's not a chance in hell he's doing this." Yeah, I'll bet you $100, and he did it. I'm not going to pay him $100 for something silly.
Well, what's that?
Like making a shot.
That your dad.
Because some people don't pay up. That some people don't pay up and they lie. That is a valuable life lesson. Now, on the other side of this, I don't like this.
Father?
Like his father. Sometimes your parents lie to you. I don't like the aspect of starting so young. I feel like you're going to create some sort of gambling addiction, like at this young age, and it might translate, you know, into the future. I'm concerned about that.
Or is it possible that at age 9, the son had to go back upstairs and get $5 out of his allowance? Could it turn him off to gambling so that he never wants to do it because he's had some bad experiences as a 9-year-old?
Sure, yeah, you could definitely spin it that way.
The thing is, I don't know. I'm just wondering what our listeners think.
I want some calls on this immediately.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you reach out to your boys. You should program that number in to your phone.
Save
anyway.
It. Tattoo it on your forearm, for God's sakes.
So that you can always reach us, whether it's a phone call or a text. In this particular case, I know some of you are going to text, and that's okay, but...
No, call us.
We would prefer to put calls on the air with this. 5-call says it all. Bottom line, is it okay... How did she word it here?
To take money from young children, I think is how she worded it.
She said, is it wrong to gamble with your children?
A little different. Okay.
Are you on Jessica's side or are you on Mark's side? Jessica wrote to us and said that she caught her husband, Mark, gambling with their 9-year-old. They bet on the World Series, and the 9-year-old actually had to go up to his room, get $5 out of his money, and bring it down and put it in his husband's hand.
Shake his little piggy bank out with tears in his eyes.
Right.
I just wanted to buy some Pokemon cards.
Jessica says that's horrible. You do not gamble with your children, and you certainly don't take their money. And Mark is saying, no, it's a good life lesson. We've got calls. We've also got tons of text messages on this.
So many messages.
Let me read a couple of messages really quick, and then we'll go to these calls. Beth says, this really bothers me. I've known people with gambling addictions, and it ruins their lives. Turning a 9-year-old onto gambling is crazy. Don't do it.
There you go.
On the other side of the coin, Kimberly wrote, oh, for crying out loud. And I always like a good for crying out loud. She says, gambling a few bucks with your children is fine. I don't think it turns them into crack addicts in Vegas.
You don't know. You don't know.
Several more coming in, but let's take a couple of calls quickly. Five calls says it all. Teresa, good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. It's a good day. What do you think about this?
I think life is just full of, if you want to call them, gambles. And if you're going to go and target something such as gambling, I mean, it's good to teach the 9-year-old money management as well as, being able to say no or yes. So you have to manage it all. It's not a matter of gambling. It's just a matter of life lessons that are learned. So they need to learn that as well.
All right.
I can see that. Yeah. It's hard to say no to your parents sometimes, though, if you're 9. You know, you'll be like,
oh,
with you.
I got in trouble a lot for saying no.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you still saying no?
How to manage that $5, and will you? You know, that's a lesson to be learned too.
I could see that. Okay, yeah.
I mean, $5 for you and me, Teresa, is probably not a big deal, right? $5 to a 9-year-old is
a
probably
lot.
It's probably like a third of their fortune.
Let
right
me
there.
Read you a quick email that came in from Alan, Teresa. And Alan says, it's not fair as an adult to bet with a child. You're privy to more information than the child. You have more life experience. Not to mention you have a job to make your money back. The child does not. This bet is not fair on multiple levels. I hope you feel good about yourself, Mark. And that's from Alan,
that's
who wrote
hilarious.
It on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, some solid points there. It's just not a fair bet.
Hey, you know what it is? That kid's got a chance. He can go out and rake leaves. He can go out and shovel snow this winter. He can make that $5 back.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's harder,
mom
though.
Mom did say that it was allowance. So he technically does make some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a matter of his choice to say yes or no on that thing. So the pros and cons of all.
I love this call, Teresa. You make some valid points.
We appreciate you being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Good. Love you guys.
Kisses.
Bye.
Oh, we love you back, and we don't care who knows.
Awkward hug.
Stacy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
So, you tell us, is gambling with your 9-year-old okay or not okay?
I don't think you should pull them up to a poker table, but my mom and dad, when I was a kid, I'm a Colorado native, and there was the Rocky Mountain Greyhound Park. And my mom and dad would take us to the Greyhound Park, and my mom would give us 25 cents if we'd run down and watch the dogs go poop and pee and report back to her because she felt it would make them run faster.
That's so good. It's like a little inside job here.
That's fantastic.
That dog's lighter, Mom.
I gotta
he pooped
know,
twice.
Was there actually a correlation? Did you ever find if there was a cause and effect from that?
No, I don't remember. I think I was even younger than 9 when that happened. But she would also, my mom and dad would also give us like $2 or $3 because you could make a bet. And you could set first, second, or third, and you'd always pick one of the dogs that your parents did. To go back to that letter, you know, yeah, I'm taking information from my mom and dad. And every now and then, I would walk away with $5, but then sometimes I'd walk away with no dollars. So,
it was something. That's pretty cool. That's a funny story.
Yeah, Saturday at the dog park, watching
them
poop.
So funny.
Stacy, that's fantastic. Thank you for calling us. Thanks for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning. Diane, what do you think about this? Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's fine as long as it's all for fun. My daughter was 10 and made a bet with her uncle, and it's been hanging on the refrigerator ever since, and she's 25. Then when she got married, she would have a trampoline and blow-up chairs at her wedding. And she's getting married in next October. She has a blow-up chair for her uncle to sit in and a mini trampoline to roll out, jump on once, and continue down the aisle.
Oh, that's great.
So, by the time... So by the time she gets married, it'll be 16 years that she has held on to this.
And it's still on the fridge.
Just waiting.
And it's still on the fridge, signed. They had to both sign it, and it's been brought up year after year every time we go to visit. So it's
what
fun.
A great wedding story.
I do love that.
Have.
That's really
that's
good.
That's fantastic. thank you for being on the show, Diane. We appreciate that. A couple of others. You read a note from Alan. A different Alan wrote in and said, gambling is just part of human nature, always has been. At least he's having fun with it. And you could say it's a way of bonding with his father.
I see that. As long as you give him a chance to kind of win it back, I think.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
Dad's got to give him a chance to win it back.
Alan, it's like you're privy to additional information and life experience. You shouldn't be betting with a 9-year-old.
Well, the 9-year-old might be a big baseball fan. He
yeah,
might have really, really
probably
thought the Phillies were going to win.
30 years on him, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when you get to a World Series like that, I mean, nobody knows that much more than the other.
Marcy says, how can you look your child in the eye and take their money? That's just plain evil.
Easily, I say.
Okay.
And Marianne goes, we live in a society where gambling is encouraged. Didn't you guys just spend a week talking about Powerball?
Yeah.
There's no escaping it. As long as it's controlled in their house, it might be a good life lesson for the kid.
Yep. Yeah,
I got to say, the vast majority of people who called it, well, look, all the calls said, yeah, it's okay. And the majority on text message said it's okay, too.
Yeah, so. They're all pretty much saying, do it. It's fine.